This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Perfectly clear when you're a guest in my home. You gotta come to me empty-handed. I said no gifts, your presence is presence enough. And I already had too much stuff. So how do you dare disobey?
Welcome to I Said No Gifts. I'm Bridger Weiniger. We're in the backyard. I'm not going to comment on the heat until it begins to affect my mood. What is happening? What is happening? Turn up the volume. You know, people should hear it outside of your earbuds. They should hear it as you drive by. We want the podcast getting out there, regardless of people's comfort level. If we can just pause for 1 second. You know, occasionally I should remind you, especially in these days, that it really helps if you share the podcast, if you tell people about it. Of course, write a lovely review. Those are always so valuable. But get on social media. Get on Instagram, Threads, Facebook Marketplace. I mean, those are two things. Tell people about it. Get on a dating app. What an icebreaker. Have you heard of I Said No Gifts? If the person says yes, you've made a connection. You may have made a love connection. I don't know. If the person says no, block them immediately. Report their account. Do whatever you have to do. Maybe you're currently touring the world, selling out arenas of screaming fans every night. Stop down the show and tell people about the podcast. I know you're listening, Taylor Swift. But I could go on and on, and I don't want to because I'm shuddering even having to ask you. This is not what I like to do, but I do have to remind you that, you know, we count on you. What else? I got my tires rotated this morning. That was the big deal, and I got to wander around the Americana in Glendale. I purchased nothing. Let's get to our guests. I mean, I'm really thrilled. First of all, this is a podcast first, a husband and wife team. It's Naomi Ekperigin and Andy Beckerman. Andy, Naomi.
Bridger.
How do you feel about me calling you a husband and wife team?
You know, a little queasy. But ultimately grateful. Ultimately.
I love it. I can't get enough of it. That's my love language, is us collaborating.
Yeah, his love language is making me work. And that's what we're trying to unpack in our shared therapeutic experience.
Of course, of course. And you have to let me have this. This is as close as I'm ever going to get to a husband and a wife, being able to say that term on the podcast. And I'm going to take it. I have to take it.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, how often are you close to husband and wives as a team in your daily life? Are you near them, like when you're when you're wandering the Americana?
Oh my god, that's a good question.
How close do you get to those husbands and wives?
I'm all over these husband and wife teams. I'm getting close, I'm breathing on them, I'm listening in.
Right, it's taking notes. How do you do it?
Well, I'll never get to be part of one, so it's ultimately my life's tragedy.
You could. It's not... You would have to push down your entire personality and identity into a small box in your heart.
Which may be worth it.
Which for many people it is. It's called a marriage of convenience. All right. Are you running for office? Think about it.
Are you on House Hunters International?
Exactly. Oh, okay. We love or famously, we hate to even say their names. They're so tired, Chip and Joanna Gaines. Whew. But they are a husband and wife team.
Honey, Chip and Joanna losses. That's what I say. It's too much with them. I said, what are you even getting at the end of all this? I can't with them.
They're still together, which is shocking.
They are.
I thought quarantine would be the end of them. That was my big prediction for COVID. Like, early quarantine, I thought, they'll be done.
Yeah.
Like they will get it and die in an ICU.
That, or they'll hate each other so much that they'll have to move on. Neither, as far as I know, happened.
Well, you want to know why, though? Because, you know, you could still do that outdoor activity safely.
Oh,
they were, honey, they said, we got to fix a backsplash. Like, I think that's right. Like, because if they can't go into other people's homes, they're going to go just rip it apart. Oh, my God. Wait, I'm so sorry. You know, Bridger, this is your podcast. However, Andy, we could use this as a time to ask Bridger what we've been dying to know.
Yes. But first, the husband in this group, this duo, it is the alter ego of Garth Brooks, correct?
Wait, Chris Gaines.
Is that not?
Interesting.
Is that not the Batman to Garth Brooks, Bruce Wayne?
I forgot about Chris Gaines as part of the Gaines family. Interesting.
I fully did not even know.
Did anyone ever hear one of those songs, the Chris Gaines music?
No. Was it emo? What was he doing?
No, I don't think anyone ever heard. There was a full album that no one ever heard. Vanished.
Wow.
A couple years ago, I tried to look it up. It's been scrubbed from the internet. It's nowhere to be found.
Oh, he hired one of those firms to get rid of the Chris Gaines persona.
But he leaves up. Have you seen the Facebook video?
No.
Garth Brooks talking to Facebook? Oh.
Wait, what do you mean talking to Facebook?
This is a piece of media that after this podcast.
Okay.
Is this in the metaverse?
No, this was pre-metaverse. This was probably 2017. Garth Brooks alone in a hotel room.
Uh-oh.
Announcing he's new to Facebook. And it is, I mean, I watch it at least yearly. It is a very special piece. It's
wow,
intimate. It is too intimate. It's like you can feel his breath in your ear.
What's the lighting situation in the hotel room?
It's just hotel light. He doesn't have a ring light, anything. Mm.
It's it's not dark. We're not getting like a side light. Ooh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like you're imagining like a motel room with one kind of like desk lamp that's kind of on.
Oh,
is that
what you're imagining?
Yes, I'm imagining one sad desk lamp.
In my mind, I think he's probably in an expensive hotel with the perfect lighting. So it's like, it feels like you are unfortunately alone in a hotel room with Garth Brooks.
Right. Paying $16 like for French fries.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Room service.
Or Garth is paying. I have to assume Garth would pay the bill on that one.
But you might get a Venmo request. Mm.
That's how rich people stay rich.
That's how rich people stay rich.
You're going to get a Venmo request for those French fries.
They'll take the Amex points, but you're going to pay them back the cash.
I would Venmo Garth Brooks $10,000 if he requested it, just for the opportunity, the experience.
For the story.
For the story. Wait, did you two have a question?
Yes. It's the dumbest question.
Yeah,
It is about House Hunters International.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Naomi.
Well, you know, Andy and I, we watch a lot of this, okay? Real connoisseurs, deep dive. You know, I believe we're currently on what they're calling season 123. So that lets
they
you
really
know.
They really are, right?
Yes. It's season 123.
I believe we just started 124.
Okay. But that's giving you a sense of what's going on out there. Now, and I've also personally sent you a couple of text messages here and there. I find that there's an overrepresentation of Mormons on House Hunters International.
Interesting.
In regards to the population.
Secret Mormons. Right. They won't say
it. Well, yeah, they're not saying it there.
You have to figure out from context clues.
Usually the five Aryan children.
Yes.
The five. Okay? Yes.
Usually one of them, they won't say it, but they're like, oh, I visited this foreign place for a little bit when I was in college or something like that.
Right.
And they usually say it like that, and then you're like, oh, okay, you're on a mission.
Yes, of course, and then I do a deep dive. Or, you know, I had my eagle eye going. This last one, okay, honey, when I say it was five kids, when I tell you they were moving to Portugal, when I tell you they said, I believe they said three bedrooms.
Three bedrooms.
And literally the realtor goes, for seven people? She said, are you well?
Okay. How much? Do you remember how much their budget was?
I think it was $1,000 max.
I actually think it was less than that.
Was it 800?
It was, I think it was like 500 or 600.
They were looking to spend $600 a month on three bedrooms.
Yes. But they're showing pictures because sometimes they'll give you like a still, you know, of the couple before somewhere. And they show them on their the wedding. And I see behind them, honey, I see ladder, I see prove. Okay? I saw those two. I said, there it is in the background of the photo. Mm-hmm. You're blocking it with your head. You think I'm not going to know?
We're goddamn detectives, all right, at this
you
point.
Have the magnifying
we are looking,
glass.
Yes, exactly. We are looking for clues in every possible frame of that show.
Of course, of course.
And I'm wondering what it is, again, proportion to the population. I'm wondering, do you think they're advertising for HHI? like in the church or something?
Right, more heavily in the Utah. Interesting.
Does he predict House Hunters International?
I feel like
Joseph Smith.
I feel that's the first chapter of the Book of Mormon. Cindy and Kyle are looking for
a turnkey property.
So said the Saint Andromeda.
My guess here is they probably are like, oh, there are couples there that will want to move internationally. Let's at least drop a few more Craigslist ads in Utah to get, because of course you're going to find these people who one of them went on a mission, maybe both of them went on a mission. And they're going to want to spend some time.
Yeah.
That would be my guess. My second guess, the culture is just the kind that wants to be on TV for free.
Interesting. Just wants,
interesting.
I think that there's a decent amount of people within the culture that are like, oh, this will be our chance to be on TV.
Have a little TV. That's so interesting. Because I would have never guessed. I wouldn't have thought of it as a... let's get out there. Let's have a little moment of fame type of culture and religion.
Sure. Well, isn't there a lot of proselytizing?
Oh, there's so much.
But they're not doing that. Maybe. But see, I wonder if they're like, why don't we show people how great it is to have 5 kids and be living across the world? Like part of that, you know what I mean? Like sort of like show, like lead by example of like, let's show people how great our lives are.
Brochuring it.
Exactly. Oh, honey,
I've never heard brochure as a verb like that. But hey, that makes perfect sense.
Baby, the English language is my child. And my child does what I want it to do. Get to your room, English language. You're grounded.
Oh my God.
You can both leave now, or Andy can leave now, but someone's got to leave.
Someone's got to go. You're not the first person to say that, Bridger.
You know what? They should do that on podcasts more often. If you have a bunch of guests, you vote one off like every 10 minutes.
Honestly, goodbye. Then I might be able to listen to an episode of some of these ones when it's like 5 people improvising. I go, I don't have it in me.
5 people, it's too much in an hour?
Right.
In an
Comedy hour. Bang Bang should start off with everyone, and then they keep voting people off until you get
two
down
people.
To the...
Andy, we don't name other podcasts while we're on a podcast. If you notice, I just said
thank
with
you.
People, and we're not here to like kind of give people other things to do. Like, they need to be listening to I Said No Gifts as loud as possible.
Or,
drop top with the drop top down, cruising down the highway.
Malibu, wind in your hair.
Exactly. That's
surfboard
the only way.
Surfboard in the back, you're ready. Or the other, there are two podcasts we can mention.
Okay.
I Said No Gifts. Uh-huh. Couples Therapy.
Thank you.
Otherwise, they do not exist outside of the... I mean, there are no other podcasts.
Right. Not here, not in this moment in time.
No, thank you.
Absolutely not.
Not.
You know what, Bridger, thank you so much for being my Mormon expert. You guys, I'm using quotes because that's not who Bridger is, and yet I brought him this. And I said, Bridger may have an answer to something that he don't know nothing about.
How's this? If you have any questions about Jews, ask me.
I'll let you touch it. In exchange for me asking you the question.
Okay, I'll let you touch my yarmulke.
To be fair, you two, I feel like out of all of my friends, are the most educated about Mormons.
Oh.
I feel like you both have like some touch points within Mormonism. Mm. You're able to draw from that world.
Uh-huh.
Whereas most people, it's just like they have nothing to say.
Really?
Other than questions that are like, you might have known this.
Yeah.
But you're asking expert level. House Hunters International, how do they get on? I can't answer that.
I was like, season 123, and I feel like you're 10% of the episodes, and that's not 10% of the U.S. population.
Not yet. The
episodes get their play.
You've watched a decent amount of that show, and this is something I've noticed, mm-hmm. and I haven't watched enough to... I'm an expert. I feel like on International, there's always one room, mm-hmm. tile floor, mm-hmm. twin bed, just a sheet on it.
Yep.
It's what's happening.
Yeah.
Is this just Europe? Is this like panicked trying to furnish the rooms? What's happening?
I think so. I think they're like, they're freaking out. They're like, we have a budget of $12 and we have to do this in 2 days. You know, we have to shoot this entire episode.
Right.
So whatever. Like, you know, they're just going, they're rifling through people's closets, like looking for anything they can possibly do. Can I also add?
Edit.
Not just a tile like room with a twin bed in it. Also, for some reason, in a lot of European countries, a bare basement with a sluice and a kind of like hose type thing, like a Dexter basement.
Right.
Yes.
Or a girl with the dragon tattoo basement sort of situation.
Absolutely. And I was like, we're not going to talk about this? Like, we're standing here, your voices are echoing, you're clearly unsafe, but we're acting like it's an added feature.
Because it's a perfect place for five children.
Exactly.
Push them down with the hose, and they can sleep on the concrete. That's all you need for your children. If you're going to be in Portugal for a year and you've got $600 a month, yeah, you can't complain.
Honey, I would. That's what I would do the whole time. You brought me all the way to Portugal, and I can't even have nice things. Mm. That would be me. That would be me in a nutshell. But you know, this woman was so tired that she couldn't argue with him.
See, like, she was like 23, but she looked like she was 83.
The mom, or the wife in the situation.
Yes, the wife in the situation. Yeah. Right. She was so tired. The light had left her eyes. And then I said, that's what too many children. Because she even made a joke. She goes, yeah, we got married. She goes, and then we had a baby. We keep having babies. Like, she was like, just like, babe. I said, get out. It was like one of those.
The brittlest smile. Like twig snapping, that kind of smile.
Well, we've talked about Mormon smiles before with Turtle Creek Lane.
Yes, of course.
You know, you two.
Turtle Creek Lane.
We've discussed that to no end.
Ad nauseum.
Yes, ad nauseum. We text about it. Yeah. We're looking at it. For whatever reason, Instagram will not show her to me immediately. I always have to dig up her feed. Wow. I feel like she's shadow blocked me or something.
She's now a mother. No. Did you know that?
Tiffany, yes. Oh, yeah, yes, there's a baby. They're already dancing with the baby.
They're doing videos with the baby.
They're doing videos with the baby almost immediately. I think they were doing videos with the baby in the hospital.
Good Lord, the fontanelle hasn't closed. Can you imagine? I'm like, the head is soft. Do not dance with it yet. Wow. But okay,
is that a new thing in hospitals? Like, please do not make TikTok videos with your baby until the fontanelle has closed.
That should be. It should be part of what you sign before they discharge you. You have to promise for at least 30 days.
The Houghtons would pay their way through it. They've got the money. They're remodeling the lake house right now. I voted today on what they should do with their backsplash.
What did you say? What did you think?
I feel like she said, should I keep or remove? Is it beachy enough? And I said, keep it, because I know she's not keeping it. Mm-hmm. She's getting new tile.
Brand new.
Acting like there might be a change. Yeah. I mean, there might not be a change. They'll save some money. They're not saving a dime.
No.
It's kind of a cowboy rustic theme right now by the lake. Oof. They're going beachy, which in the middle of Texas, I feel like cowboy, stick with that.
Yeah. I don't know why you would be going beachy. Beachy feels like you're in denial.
Yeah, full denial.
Oh, 100%.
You know? Well, I mean, I feel like that may be a theme within that family.
Absolutely. Is this why you're shadow blocked? Really? Is this why you're shadow blocked, Bridger?
Because you keep psychoanalyzing them from a distance? You're like looking up Freud. You're like, huh, what does this say about projection? Interesting.
You don't have to do too much analyzing. I feel like there's a lot that's just barely beneath the surface.
This isn't Billy Crystal and Bobby De Niro.
Go on.
Analyze this.
Oh, okay, there we go. I was trying to meet you there. But he is already taking control of my brain.
You must tell him. By the way, Andrew, what? Okay. I'm not afraid to say what.
Can I set the scene for the listener? As we keep recording, I'm moving farther and farther away from the table and closer. We are outside. And closer to this little area where I can like pretend like somehow I am far away enough from everyone. I just wanted to, and I'm
do you really want to stop what we're doing to talk about you being unwell?
Yeah. I just want to point out, I'm literally behind foliage.
In the bushes.
I pushed myself so far away from the table that I am camouflage behind whatever this plant is.
He's reporting from the jungle.
Homer Simpson gifts.
Yes.
For no reason, you guys.
I just thought that would add to the listener's understanding of this dynamic.
The tapestry. Yes. Absolutely.
It's a beautiful, beautiful scene you're providing. I mean, eventually you'll be against the wall.
Yeah.
And then you're going to start to panic.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll
screaming.
Well, there's spiders right over there. So
interesting.
I am a little
web. Andrew, I need you to be in the conversation, and I need you to not be in the environment, if that makes sense. I need you to be in the moment, but not the environment.
Yes. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Thank you.
You two have been picketing a lot.
Unfortunately, we try our best.
Yes. It's so hot and sucky.
What are you doing outside of that to fill your days?
And
let's be clear, because, I mean, this releases in what, August, September? August 31st. Let's be honest,
there's still a strike.
Which is just so horrible.
They want us to lose our homes and apartments. So.
Yes, they're kind of almost quoted as saying we just want them to die.
They are quoted, and they also love it. And I said, could you be any dimmer? Because if there's anything a bunch of creative white people like, it's feeling persecuted. So all you've done is gave a whole bunch of kids who was about to sit down. They was about to sit down. Because we were like at day 70 when that dropped. We was about to, people about to sit down. And they said, oh, no, you didn't tell me I wasn't special.
I get to be a victim? Oh, boy.
It's like, we did not.
That was a nice shot in the arm.
It was.
That,
it really was.
And then SAG dropping in.
Yes.
As Wilco once said.
Oh.
Shot in the arm.
Oh. Again, you can both leave. Or Andy can leave. I can also go in the house. I have locks on my doors. I don't use the alarm system that often, but I'm happy to set it. Yeah, the strike is still probably going on. WGA, SAG. Yeah. Oh, my God.
But well, you know what it was, too, right? Because that same, the shot in the arm, it's that feeling of, like, when you're at a party where it's like, okay, the party's kind of happening. People are there, like, you know, you threw, like, you're like, okay, I like everybody, but it's like the energy is kind of mellow, right? Mm-hmm. And you're like, this could last for 5 more hours. Everyone could leave in 30 minutes. That kind of feel to a party.
Uh-huh.
And then someone everyone hates arrives. And now we're all whispering. Now we're all buzzing. Now we're saying, how dare you? Now we're saying, who invited you? Then really hot people show up. And now the party is kicking off. That's what happened.
Roaring.
It's roaring.
Oh, yeah. When we were walking Paramount yesterday, and there's just like a flock of tall blonde women walking towards us. And we're like, ah!
It was
like gazelles in the wild.
Already made their strike shirt a crop top. I said, you just got it. You just got it when you checked in.
When it was handed to them, it just magically, you saw like little like tiny stars, like fairy pixie dust kind of thing. And then it turned into a crop top as they touched it.
Well, this is the best part, too, because like when I went over, because, you know, both unions, thank you. But you
yes,
know,
Naomi's striking for two.
Naomi, you're talking to a double striker right now, so don't you dare.
Well, so when I went, we'll go to check in over at the SAG thing. And it was just funny because you go to WGA, and again, WGA's been doing it longer, but it's just like a little chiller. The lady at SAG, which just made me laugh.
You just hand your card. You hand them your card.
Yeah.
They scan it and that's it.
You go. So I give this woman the SAG, and then I was like, oh, do you guys have any t-shirts? Because, you know, I need my tees because I don't really have shirt. Like, I don't wear t-shirts in general.
Yeah, that's, you're not a t-shirt person. I can't picture that.
I don't have also a t-shirt figure. T-shirt is like, it's like, no, thank you. But I said, we're out here. What else am I going to wear, you know, out in the sun? So I was like, can I get a SAG shirt? And she was like, yeah, sure. And then she lit like, what size are you? Full whisper.
Stage whisper like that?
Yes. And I said, this is actors, right?
That because
like,
so
you're dealing with people where it's like, your body, your size, all of that is like, don't speak of it unless it's zero. And even zero, you might have to apologize. And saying, wait, really? I eat so much. Like, you know, there's like so much around it.
I love hamburgers.
Exactly. There's like so much around it. You know, that she was like, what size are you? And it was just like, medium or large, whatever you got. It was like, why am I throwing my voice for this? But I just felt like, I'm not, but I understood the impulse. The impulse felt very Screen Actors Guild to
but
me.
When you said that, though, the tall blonde woman behind you, very willowy, just like she heard it and like the flesh melted off her skeleton.
Right. She couldn't
believe
it.
Medium?
Yeah. Oh, bless her.
Wow. Yeah, that's an interesting thing. I feel like WGA did not ask me my size. I think I had to tell.
Well, I remember they were like, we only got 3XL left.
Oh.
It's like when you go,
yeah,
like, we
still
got
haven't
nothing.
Gotten one.
That's like
every
at a grand opening or something. That's grand opening size where it's like everybody gets a double XL. It doesn't matter who you are. I feel like in the last 15 to 20 years, we finally got to the place where free t-shirts were in all sizes for everybody.
Yes, absolutely.
As an extremely small person, the 90s were hell. They were a real, I never got a free t-shirt that would fit me.
Yeah. What do you, XS?
Oh, yeah. I think I still might be. It's ridiculous. So I appreciate that.
Yes.
I'm not wearing it. I mean, I guess to bed I would wear a double XL or to mow the lawn or something. But.
No, okay, if you wore a double XL to mow the lawn, you would get caught up in the blades. You would be murdered. You
it's
would
like
die.
A wedding dress with a train on me.
Double XL.
I have my bridesmaids carrying it. Is that their job? Do bridesmaids carry the train of the wedding gown?
They carry you on a palanquin. Down the aisle.
How could I forget? That's how your wedding falls.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Bridger, do you want to talk about, you know, attending two weddings in one day?
You? Of course. The last time I saw Andy, I've seen you since, Naomi.
Yes, of course.
Was that
true?
Your wedding?
No.
Yeah, yes. You've avoided me. You've avoided me. Because there was a fight, because then you two got married, and then we were no longer an option.
Yeah.
So
I have to say I've been deleting all your voicemails,
my violent texts,
your violent texts,
burning my letters,
all the emails.
I haven't told you about this now, man.
Yeah, that's part of why you're like now into the bushes.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah,
because you said I can't be close to him.
I gotta say, it tastes good. As I talk, I get these leaves in my mouth.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm part brontosaurus, but it's pretty delicious.
Oh, Lord.
I went to your wedding.
Yes.
This was in March?
Yes, it was.
Beautiful wedding.
Thank you.
Such a lovely thing. The vows were, I mean, I was very close to crying. Very,
oh my
very
God.
Close.
Andy, tears from Bridger. Can you
so
imagine?
So lovely.
Tears from Bridger.
That's
one of my favorite songs.
That's a great song. The problem was I had committed to two weddings. And so then after the ceremony, I became a terror to everyone I talked to because the only thing I wanted to discuss was how stressed I was that I had to go to two weddings. It was the only topic on my mind. I'm sweating. No one cares. No one wants to hear that I'm going to two weddings. I was going to other guests of the podcast, Jessica Gow's wedding.
Yes.
And she was demanding I be there. You yes. two were demanding I be at your wedding.
Demanding, absolutely.
And so it was a... I don't think I was bringing a good vibe to either wedding. Let's
really?
Be honest.
Really? Interesting. But once you got to the second one, you could relax. Because there was
I wasn't
no,
relaxed.
I have to be...
Did you feel guilty that you left our
of
wedding,
course.
Which was
and tired
a
from
perfect
the stress.
Wedding?
Yeah.
Your perfect wedding. And then Jessica's was a completely different mood. It was like a big Chinese wedding, loud, raucous, and I had no energy to do anything. I was just
really?
Sitting there, kind of at a table that was so big I couldn't talk to anyone.
Oh.
So then I became a bore. I went from kind of a stress maker to a bore. I will probably never be invited to a wedding again.
What a journey.
When we renew our vows in 10 years, you're invited?
Yeah.
Hopefully Jessica's not renewing her vows.
I mean, my God.
The same day again.
The same day again. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I never in a million years thought I would be splitting an audience. Because you weren't the only person who had to leave to go to that wedding.
That's
and
right.
And I said, should I
name
call this person?
Name
should
them,
I call
Naomi.
This person?
Name everyone who left our wedding after the ceremony. And after the cocktail. I guess it was after the cocktail.
No, cocktail. At least I feel like at least you get a little sip and a little nibble. A little sip, a little nibble. At the very least. And then you can go on your way.
Oh, that's my favorite kind of dinner.
I don't think I got a sip or a nibble.
You didn't
what
get a sip
about?
Or a nibble?
I didn't get a drink.
Well, you got one.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Tell me you got a sip
were,
or a nibble.
There were welcome drinks. Nothing. There were welcome drinks when you walked in.
I think I was too stressed.
Oh, so you chose not to partake of the
I think I was just panicking.
Because I can't even hear that someone didn't have something because you know it's all for you, Bridger.
We did it for you, Bridger.
The money was wasted. The money was absolutely wasted. No, I don't think I had any... I didn't consume anything.
What?
I was a mess.
You were so
I was a disaster.
Out. Oh, no.
I feel like I blacked out on the way to the next wedding because I don't remember between weddings. It's kind of this weird, redacted period of my life. But it was an evening to remember.
Mm. That is I mean, what you remember is that
yes,
you were a stressed
for everyone except you. It was an evening to remember.
Yes, absolutely. How was it for you two? Was it stressful?
It was up until it started.
Yes.
Okay.
Because it was, you know, see above re Andy outdoors. We were committed to an outdoor situation and mm-hmm. the wedding started at 4 p.m. The rain ended at 2 p.m.
Mm.
So literally, I was just sitting there, like, getting ready, looking. You know, they're like, let's have you face the window for natural light. And it's just, like, sheets of rain. And yeah. I just thought to myself, well, I don't know what the alternative is.
Were they offering umbrellas or anything?
We bought umbrellas for everyone.
We did have umbrellas.
So we had to. So this is the stress. Because we had to say whether we wanted to purchase tenting the Tuesday before.
Oh, that's not fair.
And that's not enough. That's like too much time
right,
to know what
course.
The weather's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And on that Tuesday, we waited to the last minute, just refreshing the weather report. Just
and
like,
it wasn't just, honey, we had some special like weather website that a meteorologist referred us to.
Yeah.
We were getting by hour
yeah,
breakdown.
Like some special satellite was like beaming data straight
to
our eyes.
It's the thing that tracks
Santa. Exactly.
The rest of the year, they do the weather really accurate.
And we were, so, and on Tuesday, it was like 10%. Chance.
Yes.
And we thought, okay.
Right.
And
that's, the minute we made the decision, it just starts ramping up. Like the next day, it's like 30%. We're like,
it was
what?
Like 24, 30. Then it was like until 6 a.m., until 8 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
until noon. You know, it was one of those things where it's like, but again, once you've what's the opposite of pull the trigger? Once you've said no to the tent, there's no getting the tent.
Once you've right. left the trigger alone.
Once you've
locked the gun away in and then thrown the key away to
exactly.
that lockbox.
Then you're done. And then they were like, and so then it was, okay, we're going to go on Amazon and order 30 umbrellas. I mean,
and then it
90.
Was 60. No, it was 90. First 30. We ordered 30. And then the wedding planner was like, maybe you should order some more. So we ordered another 30. And she ordered another 30.
So we had 90 umbrellas when it's all said.
How much does an umbrella cost?
Well, these were Amazon cheapies. There was, I mean, it was still a little bit. But you know what, Bridger? You know what the thing is about weddings? They make you, they break you down so much that, you know, when you 5 days out and somebody say they want $500 for umbrellas, you say, why not?
Yeah.
Take a kidney.
Yeah, yeah. There's
while
this...
you add it.
Drop the little drop into the ocean. Who cares?
Buddy, there's this line you cross, a temporal line you cross, where after at the other side of it, it's just whatever amount they put in front of you, you just hand them your credit card.
Yeah.
I am the one person on earth that the wedding would be ruined by me. I would say no.
Well,
I will let their wedding be ruined.
I did start to rebel, and I'm like,
we were those people.
We can't pay that. Please find us a cheaper alternative.
And I think our planner did not enjoy us for that reason.
No, she unfollowed us right afterwards on Instagram.
Immediately
afterwards, even though as nice as we were,
we just
were like, hey, we don't want to pay that. We weren't mean about it. We were like, I don't want to do that. And then she would have to do work, and I think she resented that.
Yeah, because I think it's also too. I think certainly for a lot of people and. I think if we were in a different industry, if we hadn't maybe been together as long as we had, there would be a little more drama and magic to it all.
Right, right.
But so I think a lot of people do come into weddings being like, this is my special day and the only time I get to do X, Y, and Z, let's go for it.
Right.
Whereas we kind of felt like we definitely want to have a gathering of people, but you ain't got to go broke to do this. Mm-hmm. What's the simplest way to meet people's needs? What's the cheapest way to meet people's needs? Or rather, not even needs as much as the expectations around a wedding,
yes.
right? Because
we just wanted good food and we wanted a convivial time. That's
right.
It.
That's all it ever should be.
That's what you're feeling like. It's
but
not just.
Tell that to anyone else.
There was alcohol, there was soda, there was. Delicious desserts.
Soda.
It didn't feel like bare minimum, though, which
no,
is surprising.
That's the thing. It wasn't.
It, yeah,
but
it
there
wasn't,
were certain things where just like a fee would suddenly appear out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
As if out of Spiritus Mundi, as Yeats once said.
As Yeats once said. Okay. Well, we could complain about weddings forever. I think in summation, our wedding planner unfollowed us. It's just a real encapsulation of the process and our
incredible.
Approach to it.
That's an achievement.
Yeah.
I mean, talking about stress, events, this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast is called I Said No Gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Naomi, you've been on the podcast, I think, twice. You were on the holidays special,
yes.
The first holiday special. You were on full episode, Andy. You're clearly familiar. I've been on both of your podcasts two times.
Yes.
I was a little surprised. You two come, sauntering into my backyard, holding a massive bagged object, beautifully wrapped.
Yes.
Expensive gift wrap.
Only the best for you.
Is this a gift for me?
It is indeed a gift for you. I'm sorry to say.
It's from Andy, because I said I would not be entrapped again. Okay? I said I ain't bringing him nothing. And then Andy
said... And I said it has to be ironic. It has to be an ironic... Bridger and I are of the same... Actually, I'm older. But I'm from the ironic 90s, all right? And so I'm like, it has to be.
Right.
That's how I read it.
And because you have been deleting his messages and everything, you were like,
right.
I should make some overture to kind of smooth things over.
Some level of amends.
An overture, a symphony.
Yeah, exactly.
A whole darn orchestra.
Yeah.
A John Williams.
A John Williams piece. At the bowl. This is in 3 Target bags.
Well,
are you two collecting the Target bags under the sink?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I've broken my cabinet with Target bags. I'm not kidding. The handle has popped off, and it's shameful.
Wow.
Yeah.
But
no, it was like that. I opened it up, and that and all the cleaning supplies, like, poured out. Like, do you know in a sitcom from the 50s, they would, like, the boss is coming, and they would push everything into the closet, and it was bulging, right? That's what it was.
Yeah.
I barely ever have a reason to use them, but... I guess you've got to keep them.
Well, we've got we're hunting cat litter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
cleaning
perfect
that
for cat litter.
So that's why we get these.
Incredible.
We said, honey, some place to put all that.
That is the ideal cat litter thing. Are you paying for the Target bag when it asks, how many bags did you use? Be honest.
We don't go in. So I guess they charge us.
Oh, you are paying for them.
Yeah, because it's in the drive-up situation.
Well, I've revealed myself, clearly. I've never paid for the bag.
Good.
And good. I hopefully never will. Mm-hmm. I mean, but to be arrested for not paying the 10-cent fee, that could be life ruining.
No. No, that could be like the first brick at Stonewall. You could really be Rosa Parks sitting down.
Absolutely.
You could be the person who like starts revolution.
Let's just be honest. Andy is the one comparing me to all of these great people.
You could be Gandhi. It's like, no.
Please.
The fighters in the Warsaw Ghetto during World War II.
Well, should I open it here on the podcast?
I think so. I don't know how it usually goes, even though I've listened to episodes, but my memory, much like you after our wedding, like something happened.
You black out.
I don't know how it usually goes, but I say do it.
I say take apart all three Target bags held together with masking tape on the podcast.
Yeah, which is the best kind of wrapping paper.
This Absolutely. Is the best type of wrapping paper, yeah. Certainly.
A Rockefeller
you
Vanderbilt.
You have to let him do it.
Okay. Well, I believe...
Okay, I'm going to open this up.
I didn't even know you could say you wrapped it, Andy.
More than three bags.
Oh, yeah,
bags
yeah, yeah.
Themselves.
The bags were the... were, like, basically wrapping.
Oh! Wait, what is this? It's a piece of art. A piece of art on a board. Mm-hmm. It's blue, white, and pink. And it says... But I don't... Wait, is it a full sentence? Evening news... Oh, happy days, MASH,
what,
Jeopardy.
What does it say
okay,
at the very top?
We're getting clues.
Very top and white.
Oh, I didn't even... Monday evening?
Uh-huh.
Evening news?
So look, that's in white, Monday evening.
Okay.
And then the rest of it is in black.
Oh, is this a TV schedule?
Uh-huh.
From, should I guess which year?
Sure.
Let's see.
Read
I'm
all
gonna
of
read
it.
I'm going to read the rest. Oh, yeah, because I'm seeing some more modern things here. Evening news, happy days, MASH, Jeopardy, Wheel. Should have gone. I feel like it's a little disrespectful to not go full Wheel of Fortune, but we'll leave it at Family Feud, Last Standing.
Last Man Standing.
Oh, Last Man Standing. Again, you've
noted
gotta
cocaine
give,
dealer.
Tim Allen deserves our respect.
Is that, do I have to say alleged? He was, we all know that
I
he
don't
was,
think it's, he got arrested,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay, great.
There's
he
like a mugshot. You can say whatever you want about Tim Allen. I don't care.
I just don't want him to be actionable in a court of law.
Blackish, and then PBS NewsHour, Big Bang, Goldbergs, King of Queens, Law and Order, NCIS LA. What a way to finish an evening.
that's a complete evening.
Well, then this is it from this year, certainly. No, well, no, because I'm thinking this was lying around the house.
Well, that's a piece of actual art.
Okay.
And I want to make sure that we actually got you something that you might like.
That I might actually be able to use, right.
Right. So the painter is Steve Keen, who is a very well-known. Now, here's the thing. I also know that I remember the last time we were at one of your parties here. At the very end, I found out that you had read the music site that I used to write reviews for, Dusted,
of course.
So I'm like, okay, we probably like the same music.
Right.
Steve Keen famously paints like covers for like Pavement and the Silver Jews.
Of course. This looks so familiar now.
Yes.
It all adds up.
So.
And did he do it for you personally?
That's an original Steve Keen.
You can't give this to me.
Yes, I can.
That seems wild.
We have so many around the house.
He loves a Steve Keen. I said, if he wants to give it, he can give
he
it.
He paints them.
I said, bring him
he
nothing.
Sells the, he paints them en masse, and he sells them relatively cheap. So this is not like, look, if you end up selling it for thousands of dollars, buy us a meal.
This is you're setting up a legal trap for me, essentially.
On Recorded Media, now you owe us a meal if for some reason you sell that in the future.
You're going to wait for the internet to crumble, so this audio is no longer available, and then you sue.
Oh, absolutely. You don't think I keep MP3s of all the podcasts we're on just in case for this very, very scenario?
But the scenario is you're giving it to me.
The scenario is that I said, On Recorded Media, you owe me... If you sell this in the future, it was a dinner.
To be sued for a dinner.
Andy,
go
I was
ahead.
Like, babe, dream bigger. You're out here asking for a hot meal.
Make my day. Wow, this is amazing. This is actually an incredible thing to get then.
Well, then, well, once you understood it. Huh?
But I never guessed the year, so I'm going to say 2021.
Well, yeah, we've got Black-ish, but Last Man Standing, didn't that go away?
That did go away, but that feels like something that might be in reruns or something. Black-ish went away.
Yeah.
But that was recent. That was NCIS last year, or the year before.
Law and
NCIS
Order.
NCIS has been on since...
Forever, Law
yes,
and Order
that
forever.
Part of Evolution.
King of Queens. So this is also a late night situation, right? Because once we get into King of Queens, that's a repeat.
Right. That's like 11 o'clock. You got those repeats.
Right, you got the 11 o'clock hour.
Right. After PBS News Hour, you're dealing with a lot of repeats.
The repeats, yeah.
So I don't know. My guess would be 2021, but when did you buy it?
Yeah, that feels right, right?
That feels right.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, he signed it above SK21, so I'm going to guess it's 2021.
Okay. Where's then we've got I didn't see SK21. Yeah, I couldn't tell. Well, Andy, that was very nice of you to give
Bridger a
treat.
What a thoughtful gift. Very thoughtful. I mean, Naomi, the thing you brought me last time was disgusting. It was the vanilla almond gummies. They're still in my cupboard, and they must
those are good.
Stone.
Put those away. No, they were the vanilla.
Andy, what?
The vanilla almond. No,
they tasted like teeth.
Yeah,
they looked and tasted like.
It was like they should not be creamy
what kind
like
of
this.
Teeth?
Mm-mm. They're still in the cupboard. I wonder if they're chewable at this point.
No,
I can't imagine.
God, definitely not.
God, no. You could use them to like plug holes or kill a rodent. That's all you could do.
Oh, vanilla. Sorry, I was like, I got stuck on the vanilla and I missed the almond part.
Well, it's also supposed to be a gummy. Like a gummy is not made to be creamy. Like
you
it shouldn't
fruit.
Be creamy. Exactly.
Juicy.
You want something. But I said, you know what? Bridget made me get something. So I said, he going to take this. You know, I make people regret interacting with me as often as possible.
Do you two have a ton of art around the house, Steve Keen aside?
Andy,
I do,
yes.
Yeah.
Andy's, yes, his
Naomi,
art is up.
Naomi
up.
Just wants bare walls. She wants it to be giving institutional.
No, I want it to be giving Nancy Meyers cream taupe beige. Like I like a cool neutral wall. Not necessarily even like cream or beige, but like, you know, I love like a bluish gray or something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like one of those like new constructions
oh,
where they're like, here's a blue bold wall or like a deep green.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really, yeah, but I'm not against, like the stuff Andy's put up, I'm like, yes, nice, but
right.
I don't have an impulse.
You're just okay with it being neutral.
Yes, and I also don't know where to start because I'm like, well, what would be an image that I would want to look at forever and ever? And then whenever somebody come by, you got to explain it to them. So then it's got to have a moment in a story. I don't know nothing.
That for me is the panic.
What
I
is it
going to
be?
Explain myself.
Where I'm like, I got this at World Cost Plus World Market. Like, it's like, what do you want me to say about it?
Never.
But we have one wall that is near and dear, which is like the wall of like pet...
portrait.
Oh, that's that is absolutely an easy choice to make.
Yes. And yeah. We've gotten a lot, like, all the animals have been rendered.
Of course.
You know? By different artists,
yes.
Different styles.
Right. You'll never regret those.
Yeah. The piece de resistance is, of course, Mabel, rendered by a couples therapy listener.
John Brennan.
Oh.
Yes, John
who's
Brennan.
Like a highly, you know, realistic painter. Like, he's like submitted, he's always like a finalist in like the stamps, you know, like a duck stamp. Like,
right.
He can really, he's giving you that fur, honey.
That,
he's giving
I've seen
you.
The picture. It is stunning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. That's center.
Of
you know,
course.
Where it should be.
I mean, that's the only thing it could be. The fact that it has other art surrounding it's kind of embarrassing. But that's a beautiful picture. Yeah, I think the good default, if you don't want to go out and buy art, is just get a picture of your dog.
Yeah.
We've got two giant pictures of Edie on the walls.
Yeah.
How's Mabel doing? I imagined Mabel would come today, but then the heat.
The heat. That was the thing.
It was the heat, and also because I didn't know what Edie's stand, like, you know, was she going to be out here? Was she going to be like on the other side of a window and
right.
See out, and then they would make each other crazy?
Mm-hmm.
I said, we can't even. We can't even. So she's home now. She's got, you know, the AC's on Energy Saver. She's doing better than all of us.
She's got water. She's got Bob's Burgers playing.
Oh, good. Do you leave something on all the time?
Yep.
Is it always Bob's?
Yes. Bob's Burgers.
That seems like a comforting thing for an animal.
Right? Like, it's not too crazy. Nothing's going on. It can't really get... You know what I mean? Like, there's no foul language for my child.
Right. You don't want her.
Also, we are helping out people we know who write on the show with residuals, but we now know that they're getting, like, what? Like, nothing, basically?
Cents,
they're probably
cents.
Getting about a
not
dollar
even.
A year.
Yep.
And they look at the residuals portal on the website, and they see that they're going to get a residual, and then it's a dollar.
Do you know I had negative 83 cents?
How did you get negative 83 cents?
I don't know how that math adds up, Bridger. It was negative 83, so of course they're not sending that to me. But when you go to the portal, you see minus.
Can you say what project it was for?
Family Guy.
Family Guy gave you negative 83 cents.
So I don't understand. I don't understand how it was negative 83.
See? I'm today that all you see is violence in movies and sex on TV.
Nope. Nope.
Where are those good old
We're in love. Don't worry.
More than ever.
Now more than ever.
Okay, so you leave something on for Mabel. She's minding her business. Does she have any off-limits things in the house?
Well, she's in the bedroom. So she's away of the cat, and nothing has happened. However, Mabel does not trust her to not cause a mess.
Right, right.
But it's funny, we even initially, too, we have a tiny little, like, lower, it's like, what, a 6-inch tall gate, maybe 10 inches, over the litter box room, because she will go in and try to eat poop.
Oh.
So that was, at first, it was like, keep her away. Between, like, getting at the cats and trying to eat their poop, it can't happen. Now we have a little tiny gate that kind of, so she can't go in there to get the poop. But now it's like, you know, is she going to bother him? It's like, I don't know. But, like, she's so tiny and does barely has teeth as it is. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
I just don't want to take the chance. But that's it.
No. So it's like, so we just kind of like, but the thing, you know, we're not, it's not tiny. Like, she's comfortable headed. She's got a king bed to herself.
And she's a tiny lady.
Yeah. So she's
got toys. She has all her friends.
Yeah. We like whatever. She's got everything she needs and she's watching her stories. So
that's all. I mean, the dream.
Exactly.
The absolute dream.
All we ever wanted.
We have to, I mean, the setup we now have when we leave the house for Edie is, if you walked in, you'd be like, oh, this is a dangerous home.
Why?
Because she can't be on the couch or the armchair in our living room because she digs and destroys. So we're taking all of the cushions off. Every time we leave, we're taking the cushions off. We're putting a footstool on the chair. We're putting bar chairs on the couch. Looks out of control. And then when we have a dog sitter, we have to explain to them, you have to basically set up this trap every time you leave our house. It's not a good situation. But
it's giving Home Alone.
It's a little Home Alone. It's a little wet bandits are on their way sort of situation.
Wow.
But you've got to do what you've got to do, especially with a dog that wants to enjoy its life.
Exactly.
Edie ultimately just stays on the bed.
Oh, okay. But you think now, but when you say she's a digger chewer, like, is it because you've gone, is this like her anxiety of like, when will they return? So let me like chew on a cushion or pee,
no
or?
It's just I want what I want and I'll get it when I want, so it's you know, like, because if the option's available, she'll take it. But no, when the option's available, when we're home or whatever, she won't take it. She'll go to the bed and have the time of her life. But as soon as we leave, she wants to be on different things. She wants to have a taste of everything. So we've had to, you know, it's a little much, but
I know parenting's not easy.
It's
parenting's not easy. They're so willful. They don't respect you and they just take and take.
How long have you had Mabel now?
4 years.
Yep, coming up on four.
And how old was she when you got her?
Five.
We think. Yeah.
Five-ish.
Okay. So she's about Edie's age.
Much like picket fences, five-ish.
Five-ish.
Finkel.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes.
The Dybbuk in the Coen Brothers. Simple Man? What is that?
A Serious Man.
Serious Man, thank you.
When you said picket fences, I was thinking of the TV show.
Yes,
with
Five-ish Finkel played one of the...
Oh, Five-ish is a real human's name and not a character name?
No.
Five-ish.
Five-ish Finkel.
Five-ish Finkel.
That's a person's name.
Yes, that was someone who made it in Hollywood. Every Jew who changed their name because they thought they needed to make it, John Stewart, I'm thinking of you.
Yep.
Five-ish Finkel was like, forget it.
Good
for
Five-ish.
I'm going to maybe do what I want to do.
Oh, the voice.
That's what I talk about. When I like my dad, who is first generation, you know, my grandparents came from Europe. From
Where
Eastern
Europe?
Europe.
Okay.
Poland, Romania, pale of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
The pale.
I always give him, even though he was born in New York City, I give him that voice. Hello, it's me, Andy's dad. Would you maybe like a bagel?
Well, it's like, that's not what he sounds like.
100% not what he sounds like.
Has he ever heard it?
Probably not. He thought, up until 2019, he thought podcasts were videos. So,
interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Could have accessed those too, but he didn't want it.
So, my mom.
That's what's fun about parents. That's what's fun when you're out there and they just said, we don't want to. You know?
My mom recently found out that I have her and my dad in my phone as Jewel and Lenny Kravitz. And trying to explain that, I mean, she actually took it pretty well. Because my dad was calling. I was at home. My dad starts calling while I'm in the car. There's a picture of Jewel, and it says Jewel. My mom's like, what is happening?
Jewel's calling you? Does she need? Is she back in her car? Does she need help? Pick up.
But she enjoyed it. It's been 10 years, and I'm not changing it now.
Wait, what?
I don't know why. As a joke, yeah, I thought, okay. Oh, to have people, Jewel and Lenny Kravitz calling me, what could be more exciting? Right. And I also have friend Cheryl Crow in there as well.
Okay.
And it's confusing for everybody. Yeah. But it's a fun little thing you can do with your friends and family.
Yeah.
Kind of assign a celebrity to them and go
Who's
for it.
Who's it confusing for? Because you seem to know what it is.
It's confusing for me because I'll try to text these people and I'll frequently type their name and I'll be like, why aren't they coming up? I'm like, oh yeah, I need to text Cheryl Crow.
But the fact that you committed to it, despite that every time you go to text your parents, it's confusing. You stuck with this for 10 years.
It's not going to stop. I mean, why would I change now?
Why do you like to confuse yourself, Bridger? Why do you like to put barriers to communication with people close to you?
Great question.
That is a good question. I'm not currently in therapy, Naomi. And so that's something I'll bring up at the next person that I find that I am eventually disappointed in. I've got to find a new therapist. What a nightmare.
Oh, my God. Whoa, I know. It's so hard, honey. Because you know what? Anybody could graduate.
Anybody
can get the degree. But do they have the skills?
Yes. There's a reductress headline that says, red flag, this therapist has availability. And that's how I feel every time. I'm like, oh, they would see me? Well, then certainly they're not a good therapist.
Oh, my God. That's how I felt when I had to go to a gyno recently, and I had to eventually have a uterus biopsy in the ute. Oh, it was terrible.
Scraped. She had to get scraped.
Yeah, scraping. Well, it's going to get in there. It's god-awful. And no anesthesia. Did you know? They're out here just putting a pipette past the cervix, getting into the ute.
Is it an option to have?
No, it's not. Because because literally she was like, I'm going to have to do this. She was like, okay, we're going to do this. And she goes, just breathe. She goes, breathe. Just like drop your pelvis. Just breathe.
What?
And then she goes in there and like literally, I think what happens is she goes in with one thing first. And I was already upset by that. Then she was coming in with the actual like what's gonna scrape, and I was like, nope, I can't. Like I was like, I can't do it. And then I was like, but then of course we need the biopsy to know what's going on. So I'm like, well, you're already in there. But then I go, okay, was that enough? And she's like, I normally do it 1 to 3 times. And I go, I can't make it that long. So I hope you got a good little sample from that one. And I said to her, there's no world where you knock someone out or, you know, numb them from the waist down. Because I said, I could literally be knocked out to have a tooth pulled.
Yeah, if you're using the word scraping, I'm going fully under.
Thank you. Under. And she said, no. And, you know, I thought maybe it should have been weird that she was available like 2 days from when I looked her up. Do you know what I mean? Like, I Googled her on Monday, and the first thing was Thursday, and I said, you know what, maybe she shouldn't be too free.
It should be, like, 5 months away. They should be like, we can get you in next January.
And she was like, come on, let's scrape it. She's like, what else am I doing?
I've got nothing else to do.
She's like, let's get in there.
Maybe she wanted to. Maybe she was excited to, and that's why she cleared her calendar.
Let's get at it. But I couldn't believe it. There's, like, times when you really think about how, like, medicine is just... Like, medicine wasn't really anything until, like, 1950.
Yeah,
it's
pretty...
And there are times when you really can sense that in certain procedures, where it's like, oh, we haven't gotten very far.
More and more. Like, you kind of, as you become an adult, realize, oh, they're just like somebody like me who has a job and might be bad at it, or might hate that they're at work today.
Exactly. Or, like, might have, like, not kept up with the trends, right? Or, like, meaning the things in medicine where it's like, do you know about this thing going on with people?
No, that was a whole thing in Scrubs, if you remember.
No, Andy, tell me about Scrubs.
Dr. Kelso and other older doctors weren't keeping up with stuff.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. The older doctors are the ones who would just be like, you don't need anesthesia. Here's a fifth of whiskey. Let's go! You know, like, they're really giving you wartime treatment.
Yeah, no. They're like, here, I'll put some leeches on you, and that should, we'll let you some of your blood, and that should be,
Is nobody checking in with these people? Somebody check in. Do the people who send the grade for the restaurants over. I don't care who it is.
So you, literally anyone, not just the AMA.
I will have anyone, as long as somebody's just, like, holding them accountable in any way.
Someone from Yelp, someone from...
Absolutely.
DoorDash.
Someone from Yelp should do it, because that rating will affect how long you stay in business.
Oh, a Yelp doctor or dentist review is the most worthless thing in the world, because no one's doing a positive review of that. So you're only getting pure horror stories.
Right, right.
Things about, like, I got a blood infection or whatever, and you're like, oh, well, then I can't go to this person. It either didn't happen, or the person, like, the situation was, like, lightning striking.
Yes. Yeah. Or the person writing the review had not been to the doctor for like, a decade. Right. And then they're like, he found all this stuff and said I had three different kinds of cancer. What a quack.
Art. I've got this art here. Do either of you do art? Are you painters, drawers?
Drafts people?
Drafts
people.
Do art. Art Spiegelman and I hooked up once.
You and me both.
Not at all.
Did you ever make out with a man named Art?
No. Do you want me to?
No, of course not. We're married.
I don't know that any of us has made out with a man named Art. Interesting.
What's going on there?
Okay, the arts of the world are just not getting it.
Sorry, Arthurs.
No, I have always wanted to. I do not have the skill. It's like I literally have a thing where, you know, what I see and what my hand can do are not the same thing. And I find it very frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
I was an editor of an art magazine. You know, I wrote.
I didn't know. I might have known this, actually.
Yes, you did. American Artist Magazine. And then,
yes, you did.
And then I was the editor-in-chief of Watercolor.
You were EIC?
Right. Yes, Andy. Remember when I got you a gig writing about an artist? And then the person you interviewed ended up being the cover piece.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, cover by Andy Beckerman. And it was like, yes, we are
the
dating.
The man loved gouache.
You were a Nepo baby for Watercolor Magazine.
I was.
What an achievement.
I was a Nepo... well, not husband then.
Partner,
I was a Nepo boyfriend.
You were a Nepo boyfriend.
I was a Nepo boyfriend.
I said, we got to get him some money so we could do something. 500 an article? Great. Andy.
500 an article?
Yeah.
This was a different time.
Well, print was dying. And so it was. Because I was there until 2013. January 2013. So yeah, it would have been like 2011, 2012. I was like, just talk to him, write it all down. I'll figure it out.
At this point, you would get a free tote for writing that article.
Yes.
Maybe.
I mean, it wouldn't even be in a magazine. It wouldn't be on paper because we were very quickly bought out by, you know, we had a rival and we were purchased by our rival.
Can we name the rival?
Watercolor Artist. So there's American Artists, Watercolor.
American Artists, was it colon Watercolor?
It was more like Next Line.
Okay.
Then it was Watercolor Artist. And so you know, they were just making their money on people being confused.
Of course.
And we were bought by them.
Are they still in print?
I don't know.
Somebody check in on Watercolor Artist.
See if they're working. It was a tough time.
Do a wellness check. I want to subscribe to some magazines. I think everybody, listener, go subscribe to a magazine. What a nice thing to have in your home. Yeah.
Jacobin.
Andy likes Jacobin. Believer.
Believer? I've never heard of Believer.
It is a middle brow lit mag.
I like it.
Although some of it's a little too, I'm just like, all right, we get it. You guys went to college. So did I. I don't have to sit here.
I sometimes read a little bit of it. They have very, you know, really good paper quality, a thick cover. Like, it's really nice looking.
It's beautifully put together.
And it's got, like, you know, cool interviews with various people.
Right.
Like, it was like the interview with character actor Dale Dickey. It was like a New York actor where you're like, we're not getting a deep dive on Dale Dickey anymore.
No one else. People isn't giving you a Dale Dickey.
No one's getting deep dickied anymore.
Okay. I don't even need to say it now.
You know what?
I've made my stance very clear.
I'll get an Uber. I'll make my way
home. I'll drive you home.
You drive me home, please.
Okay, I think we should play a game. We've got to get away from this topic immediately. We're going to play Gift or a Curse.
Okay.
Ooh, perfect. My favorite.
This is a, a game. I need a number for both games. Now the heat's starting to affect me. Let's see how fast I fade.
You need two numbers, or you want us to cover?
You've got to collaborate on every part of this game. So we're going to see how you work as a newly married
husband and wife team.
Yeah, husband and wife team. We're going to prove if you can actually handle it.
Oh, gosh.
What number do you want?
Between 1 and 10, correct?
1 and 10.
And can it be a fractional?
No. Oh.
Naomi, you might have to take the wheel.
8.
Yes!
8. Right. Okay. I've just recently learned that 8 is the most popular number. A listener pointed it out.
Oh, really?
I guess the listener's been keeping track.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It's a nice round number.
A spreadsheet?
Yeah, there might be a spreadsheet. Annalise has some spreadsheets, but not to do with the numbers.
Listener, make that data available publicly, okay?
Yeah.
Show your work.
Okay, I have to do some light calculating. Okay. You two promote, recommend. I'll be right back.
Well,
It seems today. That all you see.
Couples Therapy Pod episodes drop every Tuesday. And if you enjoy this dynamic wherein Andy says something random, I say stop it and then complain about my emotions, you'll like the pod. We answer listeners' relationship questions with the help of a wonderful guest.
Mm-hmm. Who are some of those guests that we've had on the show? Such as Bridger.
Such as Atsuko Okatsuka.
Yes.
Such as Sarah Dosa, documentary filmmaker.
You're just going back.
Backwards from episodes such as Liv Hewson from Yellow Jackets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, such as Ginger Gonzaga from She-Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if she was at Jessica Gao's wedding. What? Such as...
Bridger, can you report on that?
I can confirm she was there.
See? Okay.
People at the wedding. Okay. The point is we have a good time.
Who else that was at Jessica and our wedding, do you think has been on the show before?
Tawny Newsom.
Yes.
Andrew T.
Yes.
Oh, those two I spoke to at your wedding about going to two weddings.
Mm. And he's like, how are we going to do this?
We became very close almost immediately. I had never met either of them, and that bonded us in a way that you have no idea. You two, the podcast is wonderful. People should go listen to the podcast. People need to listen to podcasts.
They do. What else are you going to do now?
What else are you doing with your life? That's the big question.
What else do you do when you're taking the garbage out and sweeping the cat litter up? What else are you doing?
Or, as we said, cruising down the coast.
The PCH.
Yes, the PCH. Blasting Couples Therapy. I said no gifts. No other podcasts. No other music.
Not one.
No
music. In fact, if I see you in public and I see you listening to another podcast, I'm going to slap the phone and or player out of your hand.
And or player.
Kick it in the sewer. That's
what
I'm going to
give some advice. You're going down the PCH. You have one of these two podcasts on. You're also actively writing a negative review of another podcast.
Absolutely.
What a way to cruise into the ocean. Just die writing a negative podcast for someone else's. Writing a negative review for another podcast. We have to play the game. Gift or a curse? I'm going to name three things. Mm-hmm. You're going to tell me if they're a gift or a curse and why.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you if you're right or wrong because there are correct answers. Okay. And you two have to agree.
Yeah. We're going to say it at the count of three together.
Okay.
I was also
going to say you could say whether it's a gift or a curse and we'll go back and forth. And then the other person has to say why.
Oh, interesting.
Well, what do you want?
Defend your partner's choices.
Oh, defend your own. I defended him.
Okay. So we'll collaborate then.
Okay, we can, because I said you're making the game longer, and Bridger has a heart out. His brain is baking.
Okay, number one, this is from a listener named Hannah. Hannah suggested, gift or a curse, when you order a burger or sandwich at a dine-in restaurant, and they give you a small pre-packaged bag of chips in lieu of fries.
Curse.
Why?
Who... I can go buy myself a bag of chips anywhere. Literally anywhere. You can walk into any store. Coconuts. You can walk into
an HMV.
H&M. They got chips at the counter.
You can get it in fast fashion.
I don't
fast.
Yeah. I don't go out to a sit-down restaurant
for
to
a
get
bag
a
of chips?
Pre-packaged bag of
a bag
chips.
Of Lay's, a bag of Cape Cod? Get out of here.
What am I, Nouveau Riche?
What am I, Costco? Get out of here.
Of course, it's a curse. Even if it's not prepackaged, do not give me a chip with a hamburger
Absolutely.
At your restaurant.
Thank you.
You have a professional kitchen.
Yeah.
Have the fryer. Put some French fries
in
there.
Thank you. How do you buy an air fryer if you ain't got time for the grease?
Yes.
I don't care. I want the French fries.
I do not want to see a potato chip at a restaurant.
Do you know what? You're giving me a potato chip with that hamburger. You are probably doing something sinister in the back. Okay,
you are stealing dark stuff.
You are stealing wages from your kitchen staff.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say that right now. If you are serving potato chips with your hamburger, if you go to a restaurant and that's what they serve you, I need you, person, to write a negative Yelp review
Absolutely.
Of that restaurant
Absolutely.
And then report them
Absolutely.
To whatever the body is that like checks in OSHA.
Citizens
I don't know.
Citizens arrest.
Citizens
arrest.
Arrest
the whole
the
kitchen.
Owner.
The
owner.
The owner.
No, just the owner.
Issue.
The
it's
owner.
A top-down
yes,
issue. It's a top-down issue.
This is whoever owns the place. The manager, maybe.
Maybe the chef. If the chef decided... That's on the menu. Mm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No chef.
We're dealing
yeah, okay,
no chef.
Say, don't you hate... I don't really like this trend of like hip, cool restaurants being like homemade potato chips.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
And I'm also like,
They're
I've never had
good.
A good... Thank
They're
you. I've never had a good
homemade
good. Potato chip, first
Not
of all.
Not one.
First of all. And then it's also like, if I wanted chips, I'd go to the Bodega, babes.
Right.
I would drive... I would drive to the Pringles factory.
Also, $6-$7, because again, when these places are trying to be cute, they're going to charge you $6 or $7. Specification?
No. $3 for a family-sized bag at Ralph's.
Thank you.
Actually, I'm not going to point out the exception to the rule, because there is one in my life. Tokyo Fried Chicken in Monterey Park. They do have a good potato chip, but I would still be happier with a French fry. So ultimately,
is it a homemade chip?
It is a homemade chip. So they're kind of
elevated. I just want to say, doing something.
The sample size of all restaurants in the world, you have chosen a single restaurant. So I'm going to say that is statistically not useful.
Right. Absolutely worthless in this conversation. Okay, you got that one right.
Thank you.
I'm glad we're all on the same page with that. Mm-hmm. Okay, number two, Jennifer. The listener Jennifer has written in.
I'm going to say Jennifer, gift or curse.
I'm going to type that in for a later game, Jennifer. Somebody's going to have to answer to me. Jennifer the name, gift or a curse. Future guest is going to have to pick that. And I'll write you two as the people who suggested it. Jennifer the listener has written in, gift or a curse, winking at someone / someone winking at you.
Curse.
Why?
Well, get out of here. Also, because you're saying someone... The winking, like, you haven't specified relationship. So I'm going to say, like, whenever someone winks, it's immediately sexual, it's secretive, it's nefarious, it implies secrets, okay? It implies lies, it implies a hidden agenda.
Yeah.
And if we're just, like, out and around and stuff, and then someone's like, a wink, like, don't worry, I got you, wink.
What are you, a scamp? What are you, Dennis the Menace? I don't need this. I don't need your little wink while you play a trick on me. I don't need your little, like chicanery.
When are we winking? When are we winking? What's the context of the wink? I mean, I'm just trying to think of when someone would wink. Like, every now and then, like, and again, and I got you situations. Sometimes, like, let's say you're, like, out and, like, you know, a cool barista, you know, gives you a little wink. Because it's like, I got you.
I gave you an extra ounce in your glass.
Exactly. A little something, a little extra pump of foam or something. But it's like, what? No! That's all I can say. I'm like so grossed out by a wink.
Oh, I hate to hear it. It's a gift.
What?
It's sexual. It's secretive. Nefarious. Something's going on. You said all of these things.
Yes!
They're all wonderful things with the wink.
No.
The server at the restaurant winking at me and knows I'm getting a little something extra. And there's something sexual implied, which why not? I'm at the restaurant. We're having a flirtatious experience.
Wow.
The flight attendant is winking at me.
Oh,
a stranger in an alley is winking at me. Now the threat level is high and my heart is pounding. I love a wink.
Bridger. Tell it.
You order a hamburger. Uh-huh. And she's like, hey, instead of fries, I brought you some chips. And she she winks at you. That's the wink. That's what the wink is.
Society collapses in that moment.
Yes.
But that situation, no one ever winks when they bring chips instead of fries. They're begging for forgiveness.
Well, we do things a little differently here. You know, we're not like the other restaurants. And it's like, could you be like every other restaurant? Oh my God, a wink. Bridger, that means you like to flirt with disaster. You like to live on the edge. What are you talking about?
I'm on the edge constantly. I am on the edge.
Flirting with disaster.
Oh, I knew it, Andy. Honey, I didn't need to step out.
Okay, you got one so far out of two.
Actually, I'm going to... I don't mean to...
Oh, interesting. Some backpedaling? Do I hear in the distance?
Oh, no, no, no. I was going to say that. I don't mean to overpower you. I don't mean to say that like it's a fight of egos. It's a battle of wills,
right.
Or the fact that there's two of us
two
to one of
one.
You.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, two against
we're
one.
Correct.
Yeah,
and I think
that's what he was.
And
say.
I think you need to change that.
But what you forget is I'm currently host of the podcast, which has the power of at least 10 people. So I'm able to overpower at least 10 guests.
But what if we overpowered you and then became the host?
Oh, now I would be happy with that. To have the podcast commandeered. Has that ever happened before?
Welcome
like a pirate?
To I Said No Gifts. This is Naomi Ekperigin.
This is Andy Packerman.
I'm outside. It's already been a day and it's noon.
The weather, it's 90 degrees. Balmy.
That's my bridge. That's
enough.
My bridge.
You've cut the legs from underneath the show. We're going to have to cancel it. Everybody sees me now.
I'm surrounded by spiders.
Okay. One more. You have one more chance.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, Andy, we can bring this back. Look at me. We have to be on the same page.
2-0.
A listener named Amy has written in, gift or a curse, Disney DJ night, a dance party for adults to drink and dance to their favorite Disney tunes. Gift or a curse?
Curse.
Oh, you're going to say gift. You paused for a moment.
Well, that's just interesting. That's a gift for them. It's a gift for the Disney adults. But
those people should not get a gift.
Okay, then, so we're going to say curse.
Yeah.
We're going to say curse. A curse. Disney DJ night where adults can gather and listen to their...
There shouldn't be Disney nights. There should be DJ nights. And certainly there shouldn't be the center of the Venn diagram of those two things. They should not exist at all on this earth. I'm going to say...
Okay, Andy running for Congress. Andy for Congress.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm running against Adam Schiff. All right? And my
What's his opinion on this issue?
No, he probably loves DJ nights.
Oh yeah, that's a real glad hand moment for him. He goes around there shaking hands, giving out glow sticks.
Handful of MDMA, just going crazy.
Yeah.
The most plastic man I've ever met.
So you're saying curse.
Yeah.
Mm.
I would love to disagree here. There's no way I can defend this thing.
Wow,
there is no... First of all, what are we dancing to? What Disney song?
A whole new world. Boom, boom,
are they
boom.
Remixes?
I'm assuming if you're dancing, you gotta get the pop remix.
And when they do Song of the South stuff, you really... It's like, why did this not go back into the vault?
I got it's, who's it's and what's it's galore.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, sorry, I just make it up.
Now you're like winning me over to the Disney DJ night. I want to be dancing to that.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, it's a curse. I mean, what is a DJ night? Is that not just a dance night?
Well, I guess when they bring a DJ into the Disney space.
But therein lies the problem. Let's divorce it from Disney. What is just a simple DJ night? That's simply you're at the club, isn't it?
Yeah. Like a TV show where people go to a club. I've never been to one in real life, but I've seen TV shows where people go to a club.
And TV shows, it's always 20 people. Somehow trying to make it look like
the background. Crowded. Yeah. It's like, it's well lit.
You can see everyone doing everything.
I just saw Mission Impossible, the new movie.
Ooh.
Clearly a COVID production because there's a giant glitzy dance party. There are 9 people at that party. It could not be. This
really?
Is not a dance club.
Oh, I wish I would have been invited. I would have gone to that one. 9 people? That sounds like a dream.
9 people. I am surprised. I'm surprised Tom didn't say bring me in 100 extras.
Interesting. Yeah, he's a man who gets what he wants.
He gets what he wants, and I believe he knows that he can't ever be sick.
Right, so, right.
Do you think he blames Xenu?
Yeah.
He's like, this is not Koa's fault. This is Xenu's fault.
Yeah. Xenu said these people were too low tone to be in here. Get them out.
You two got 2 out of 3. Did I say anything about Disney night? I think it's a bad idea.
We're just like not into it.
No,
we're like
thank
not
you.
Into it. Like, do you like dancing, clubbing scenarios in general?
I do not. I have never been to a dance club. Okay. I've never danced at a club. I love dancing.
Have you ever been shirtless with foam all around you?
Oh, the dream. Yeah, I'm clearly someone who's always in that scenario. Well, I'm going straight from this recording.
Well, but considering you like a wink.
I do like a wink.
I would very much see you in a club setting. If you like winking, you're doing God knows what, Bridger. I swear.
I do love to dance. I never get an opportunity, but it's because I don't want to go to a club. Mm. But I would probably have the time of my life at a club. Let's be honest. Yeah.
Why isn't a club sandwich just like 2 pieces of bread with sweat and foam in the middle?
Ew. Well, you would get a wink with that as well, I think.
Well, you know, they have like, because I was going to say my thing with it, I wish it was more like, I wish it was outdoors. I wish they were during the day. And I don't even for COVID reasons as much as like, I think I associate clubbing with, you know, it's like 2 a.m. We're in a warehouse
at exhausted.
The edge of nowhere. Like it's got like, there's a lot you have to do to get to that place,
mm-hmm.
both emotionally and physically. And I'm like, what? It should be like a dance party to park. We all out here and it's like 2 p.m. And I feel like it would be so much easier to partake of like a dance time.
You make a good point. I feel like I could do a nice 6:30 club.
Yes.
That's when I would be having a great time. After that, I'm getting a little sleepy.
Yeah, a little sleepy.
What's the club in D.C.? The 7:30 club?
The 9:30 club.
The 9:30.
I want
too
the
late.
6:30 club. Too yeah, late. What's the 6:30 club?
Get me at the 6:30 club. I will be all over the place. You got 2 out of 3. Congratulations.
Thank
not
you.
Bad.
I mean,
not
3
good.
Out of 3, but sure.
Thank you, Andy. We did it. We're a team.
We are truly married.
Husband and wife team. Okay, this is the final segment of the podcast. It's called I Said No Emails. Ooh, listen to those birds. People write into isaidnogifts@gmail.com. They have questions. We answer. Mm-hmm. It's a service. I should be, you know, people should just be pouring money into my wallet at this point for the things I'm doing for the community.
I know.
Bridger, have you ever found someone has double dipped that they've sent you a question that they've sent another podcast?
Oh, interesting. Well,
we have been the victims.
That's happened to us.
Yes.
Somebody who's just spamming a question to
every advice podcast
and also they got
possible.
Answered on both. And it was like, oh, you got to write back once you get your answer from somebody and go, hey, disregard my submission.
What was the gist of the question? Should we mention it, or are they going to be thrilled that they're getting it onto another podcast?
No.
Exactly.
Not that we don't remember.
But wow, I need to be on the lookout for that.
You need to be on the lookout because these people are out here. They're desperate.
There needs to be a podcast watchdog. It's just like keeping an eye out for these spammers.
These double dippers.
Okay, let's get into this. This says, Dear Mr. Giftmaster Ayal, I have always been a big traveler, and one of my favorite parts of any trip was the thrill of seeking out the perfect gift for each of my loved ones. I'm not talking kitschy souvenirs. I always put real thought, time, and effort into personalizing each gift for my close friends and family. However, since I began working for the United Nations...
Okay, we get it.
Traveling has become more of something I do for work rather than pleasure, and now it feels like a real chore to spend all the time and luggage space that buying gifts requires. Ooh, we've got more email to go. Recently, I came home for a visit after a stint living in 3 different countries and traveling to 7 more. Ooh. And all I managed to drag back with me was some Swiss chocolate for my nieces and nephews and a rosary from Turin, Italy for my obsessively Catholic father. Mm. It wasn't until I arrived that I suddenly and surprisingly felt very disappointed in myself for not trying harder this time around. What is your advice to me or tips you have for helping to strike a balance in my life? I'm afraid of losing my title as the cool aunt and instead having to accept the no less accurate but somewhat less prestigious title of aunt who drinks a lot and is never around. Sincerely, and there's no name here, it just says sincerely, your favorite international civil servant. This person is rubbing our face in
really?
It.
Really?
What member of the UN is this? I want names.
Boutros Ghali himself.
One who actually gets to
the
travel.
Coolant.
You know what I mean? Because like a lot of these government employees are at the desk. They're not getting 7 countries.
Is it an assassin hired by the UN?
Who loves this podcast?
Interesting. So you mean like a CIA person who got a job in the UN and is really reporting back to Dulles Jr., whoever's in charge.
Okay, here's my first suggestion, though. Here's something that I did, and I feel like it would be even better now because I did this over a decade ago when I was traveling. Ship it back to your home.
Oh.
You go into a store, you see a cutie moment. There are places that will ship stuff for you.
The store itself will ship it.
Yeah, it's got to be big enough. You know what I mean? And obviously, but you're paying up front for that, right? Where you're basically like, hey, can you, you know, package that up and send it to me? Because a lot of places have online stores, right? So that's the same thing that they would be doing.
Okay.
So you're basically placing an online order in person.
Ooh.
You see what I'm saying? Because you get in there, you see something cute, and you're like, well, I don't want to lug this. I don't want to grab it. But get it back to the house and then, you know, have... you know, that way when I get home and then I go visit everybody and I have stuff waiting.
And this has been an option in the past for you.
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. Think about the online world we live in now.
Yes.
The Etsy's, the Amazon, like anything you want. And you can go into like, especially, look, this international civil servant, okay, they're going into top-notch places. They're giving, you know what
this
I mean?
This is, what's her name in that Netflix show?
Emily in Paris.
Yes. Which, by the way, wasn't the title supposed to be Amelie en Paris or something, where it was supposed to rhyme, and then nobody got it, so it's just Emily in Paris.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was a bad idea on their part.
But also, it doesn't really sound like Paris. Emily in Paris does not sound... It should be like...
It should have been Amelie, but the name's already taken by a famous movie.
Right. Mm-hmm. Amelie in Paris.
I could not think of a single name that has...
I just made a name. I don't know.
Marie
in Paris!
That sounds horrible.
Terrible.
No. You just did Ted Sarandos' job. Give Bridger $390 million.
Who's the guy who's right above Ted? There's another guy who never gets named.
Guy. I know. I know.
You gotta name
that
guy more often, too.
I know.
Dr. Doom.
Dr. Doom. Honestly,
do you have any idea who number one is at Netflix? Reed Hastings.
Reed Harrison. Yes.
Hastings.
My fair lady.
Rex Tillerson.
I have. Oh, sorry. I didn't know if you were done. Because well, I have a different take. I have a different take.
Okay,
oh,
interesting.
This.
Okay, tell it.
Lady, look. You ain't the cool aunt just because you brought back a cuckoo clock from Switzerland. All right? You're not a cool aunt for that. They're like, oh, this is cool. This is nice. Thank you. And then they go back to playing their Switch or something. Mm-hmm. You want to be the cool aunt? Get them drugs.
Now, you're saying, so are you saying, to be clear, smuggle them from another country?
Oh, yeah. You're saying smuggle?
Oh, very cool, aunt.
Stepped on American drugs. Don't get them, like, cocaine from America. It's going to be stepped on baby powder, fentanyl,
maybe. So it's been somewhere in your body.
Yeah, you want some uncut. You want this to be International Auntie Full of Grace.
Yes.
Is what you're saying. You said smuggle it back for the kids.
Yes. If you're not a mule, you ain't cool.
There we go. I feel like that's the new, like, wine o'clock in every aunt's home. If you ain't a mule, you ain't cool.
Yeah, you go to TJ Maxx, get a sign that says, if you ain't a mule, you ain't cool.
Oh, God. Love that cross stitch.
Well, then, I mean, why would we say any more on this
topic?
No,
that's the answer, I guess.
We can't go any further. Civil servant, you've received your answer.
Civil servant, serve thyself.
Yes. Go forth. Wow, you two, I've got an actual piece of art I can display.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not an easy thing to come by.
Not in this economy.
Not in this culture. You know, we're not getting art for cheap anymore. I'm so happy to have it. I'm so happy you two could come here. The listeners should go listen to your podcast. You know, do it every other.
Every other day, actually. So you're going to listen to I Said No Gifts. Then you're going to listen to Couples Therapy. Then you're going to listen to the same episode of I Said No Gifts until the new one comes out, is what I'm telling you. You're alternating.
Exactly.
So download it 4 or 5 times, depending on when you start in the week.
Yeah.
Exactly. And again, what else do they have to do? Take out the garbage, cat litter.
Yeah, when you're washing the dishes. When you just want to hear someone, when you want to engage, you want to hear the sounds of people, but you don't want to have to stare at the TV screen.
The dream. Thank you for being here, you two.
Thank you so much for having us, Bridger.
Listener, the podcast is over. It's over. I don't have anything left to say. Move on. I love you. Goodbye. I Said No Gifts is an Exactly Right production. It's produced by our dear friend Annalise Nelson, and it's beautifully mixed by Ben Tolliday. And we couldn't do it without our guest booker, Patrick Kottner. The theme song, of course, could only come from miracle worker Amy Mann. You must follow the show on Instagram at I Said No Gifts. I don't want to hear any excuses. That's where you get to see pictures of all these gorgeous gifts I'm getting. And don't you want to see pictures of the gifts?
Well, I invited you here. Thought I made myself perfectly clear. When you're a guest in my home, you gotta come to me empty-handed. I said no gifts, your presence is present enough. And I already had too much stuff. So how do you dare disobey?
Follow I Said No Gifts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I really don't care. Just don't miss an episode. And if you like what you hear, rate and review the show. It's the least you can do. It really is. It's the bare minimum. Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase I Said No Gifts merch. What a wonderful way to support the show. Support the show!